When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, and a good morning or afternoon or evening, depending on where you're listening around the world to the show today. So today is the last day of the winter season, and it's a big day. There's a lot going on. I have a terrific show planned for you today. And also want to remind everyone that I am live today on the air, so I'm taking callers. If you have a question or would like a mini wealth and wisdom reading, or if you'd like to share how you put your foot down with the universe, we'd love to hear from you. So please call in early. My phone number is area code 626-231-0306. Again, the phone number here is 626-231-0306. And for U.S. callers, we have a toll-free number. The phone number is 877-633-9454. Remember to dial in early so you'll be sure to get in. And for those of you who are new to the show, please visit my Facebook page at facebook.com/Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, just like Sterling Silver, Wealth, Wisdom, and the number 2. So that's facebook.com, Jaden Sterling, Wealth, Wisdom, the number 2. And while you're there, please click the like button and also opt in to receive my free ebook, Your Destiny Delivered, which gets you onto my mailing list, and all of my freebies that I send out each month, you'll be getting those as well. And another quick announcement before I dive into the show today. On April 12th and 13th, I will be at the Calgary Body Soul Spirit Expo, and on the 13th, I'll be delivering a workshop at 2 p.m., that's a Sunday at 2 o'clock, and I'll be covering principles from my book, which is The Alchemy of True Success, and also giving each person a bonus item. And the bonus item is you're going to get your very own money blueprint, which is a step-by-step formula for manifesting money into your life. So be sure to get a ticket. There's about a dozen or so left, not that many. You can get the tickets if you go to http://bit.ly/Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Expo, E-X-P-O. So go to bit.ly/Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, E-X-P-O. And the tickets are $57, but we're doing a two-for-one special, so when you get a ticket, it will allow you to bring a guest for free. So be sure to grab your tickets before there are none left, and that's on April 13th. Also on that same day, April 13th, I will be speaking at the Calgary Unity Church. I'm really looking forward to this. The Unity Church is near and dear to my heart, and I will be their speaker at their 10:30 a.m. service. So I'll be doing the service there at 10:30 and then getting right back to the expo to be a guest lecturer on their main stage at 1 o'clock and then teaching the workshop at 2, from 2 to 4. So that's my schedule coming up for April, the middle of April there, and I'll also share with you some new workshops that I'm putting out in the Calgary area coming up in April and May. I'll do that on the next show. All right, so I see we already have a couple callers in. Caller anyone who has called into the show, if you have a question, make sure that you press the button so it indicates that you have a question, or else I'll just think that you're calling in to listen in to the show and I won't click your phone number there. So I've got area code 406. So if that's you, area code 406, then please, and the last four digits are 3679, please click the button that puts the hand up so I know you have a question. All right, so today's show is all about putting your foot down with the universe. You know, maybe you're at a time in your life that things are a bit challenging for you, and you've gotten to the point where you are ready to throw your hands in the air while screaming, enough is enough. And if that's the case, you're in really good company. Many of my friends and clients are saying the exact same thing right now, which actually gave me the idea to put an entire, you know, to host an entire radio show around this topic. If that many people are dealing with this issue right now, then, you know, let's talk about it. Let's give you some tips and strategies to help you get past the, you know, your breaking point of having to put your foot down and getting some tools in place so that you don't feel, you know, you don't go to that point of being really frustrated. So let's talk a little bit about the saying, which is putting your foot down. It actually means to tell someone in a strong way that they must do something or that they must stop doing something. But then there's also an additional meaning to that is it can act as an accelerator. You know, as you put your foot down, it can help you to suddenly increase your speed while you're driving. So it's interesting that same phrase means two very different things. In one situation, it indicates stopping something, and in another situation, then it indicates accelerating something. But both of them, actually, that phrase putting your foot down, is a way that, you know, it's a phrase that can be applied to many different areas of your life, clearly. You know, if you have in your mind putting your foot down in terms of stopping a behavior or an action or something, or which is hammering the pedal down or putting your foot down heavy on the pedal, increasing your speed, one can definitely lead to the other. And both speak to the ability to change energy. So either way, the act of putting your foot down certainly does change things. And putting your foot down can be applied to children, how other people are treating you, coworkers, your spouse, your boss, the universe, and most importantly, yourself. The simple act of putting our foot down with ourselves and others can be a really healthy process. Yet oftentimes we let this process go too far, and we do this after we find ourselves exhausted, depleted, or spent, which are all signs, even clear indicating signs that you've waited way too long to put your foot down. So maybe some of you are listening today and have something in mind you're ready to put your foot down with, to, and you're wanting to use the universe's help, which is great. And if we think about the idea of putting your foot down is actually more of a declarative statement rather than an actual physical process. It's the act of declaring that something needs to shift and look different or altogether change. And when you do this, it creates an opening for new energies to come to you. It symbolically allows for one door to close and others to open. Now, when you reach this point of resignation, it's because you're finally ready to change. And when you get to this point, it's going to be felt by all of those people around you and also by the universe. You are giving others and the universe a very clear message with the idea of putting your foot down, that you're ready for something better. And the good news is the stars and the planets right now during this time are lined up perfectly to support you in this act of putting your foot down. In fact, I'll read something to you from my dear friend Brenda Brush. She's an astrologer. She's fantastic. She has a website that's brendabrush.com. And on that website, she posts daily paragraphs or daily little mini summations of what's happening in the cosmos and in with the stars and the alignments of the planets and how it affects you. So I'd like to read something from her site today, actually. And it says, today is Wednesday, the day ruled by Mercury. Mercury is in Pisces, bringing our attention to faith. It is time to visualize the best possible outcome to whatever situation you find yourself in. The moon moves into Scorpio at 5:13 a.m., and the day takes off with some intensity. The moon is favorable to Mercury and Neptune in Pisces, and we have a safe avenue to get in touch with our deep feelings. Deep and private are words associated with Scorpio. Respect boundaries. This is the last day of the winter season. The sun moves into Aries tomorrow at 12:57 p.m., that's Eastern Standard Time, and spring begins. So clearly, you know, you're being supported by the universe and by the planets to set some boundaries and respect your boundaries. And that's exactly what we end up doing. If you think about it, when you put your foot down, you're actually creating a boundary. You're saying, okay, enough's enough. I'm no longer willing to accept this behavior, or I'm no longer willing to put up with whatever it is. And you're ready to make a change. So be proud of yourselves for getting to that point. I mean, that's a really big deal when you've reached the point of resignation and you've said, enough's enough. Like, I am so done with this right now. I am, you know, ready for something even better to present itself. And, you know, you could do this when it comes to finances. Oftentimes people, I see this with some of my coaching clients, they'll say, you know, look, I don't understand this process of attracting money and bringing it in, and I'm just so done with this lack of money showing up. And I find that it's in that moment when they make that statement, I am so done with lack of money, it makes a declaration to the universe, and the universe hears it. The universe knows what's in your heart. It knows what it is that you truly desire. And things will line up in such a way to support you to change that experience. And you'll start to instantly feel a change in your energy, a lifting up of your vibration, and an awareness that, boy, new things are coming to me. And you'll start to see within no more than a day or so, maybe even more quickly, probably that same day when you put your foot down with the universe, that things start to shift. And they started to shift because you made the shift. It wasn't anything that you told the universe to do. The universe wasn't acting any differently than what it's always done. The universe has always brought you everything in alignment with who you are. So whatever your thoughts and beliefs and feelings, attitudes, judgments, actions, or inactions, whatever those looked like, the universe brought you back things that were in direct response or a similar vibration to what you were already putting out. And when you made up your mind to put your foot down with the universe, you decided that you were prepared and that you were ready for things to change. And that gave the universe an opening. So it was at that moment that you shifted things within your energetic space, and it allowed the universe to then shift things that it was bringing back to you. You actually created the opening. So the universe has always been there for you, supporting you, fully available to you. It's just a matter of you learning how to work with these universal energies. And as you continue to raise your vibration, as you say and declare, enough is enough, then something greater is created for you. And the universe hears you. It now knows that you're ready, because that's what that statement does. That's what that energetic action is, putting your foot down energetically. It's not a physical thing, or maybe sometimes it is. Maybe sometimes you have to, bam, put your foot down, you know. But other times, it's a simple energetic resignation of what is no longer working for you. And, you know, the key is don't let yourself get to the point where you're frustrated or where you're depleted emotionally or you're at the point of throwing your hands up in the air and saying, I don't know what to do. You know, it doesn't need to go that far. Learn to become aware of what your body's telling you and aware of what is being shown to you by the experiences that are presenting themselves in your life. If, in fact, you don't enjoy those experiences or you know for a fact that you can have something greater, then go for it. Start making the changes within yourself. So what does that mean? Well, it can look like increasing the quality of your thoughts. It can be something as simple as stopping fear-based thoughts and getting into faith-based thoughts. You know, anything energetically aligned with fear looks like self-doubt. It also brings on worry. It brings on anxiety, which is all connected to future events. So if you can learn to be fully present in the moment and allow for this beautiful energy of faith and for guidance to come to you. And you can do that simply by, you know, it could be something as easy as following your gut feelings. Or as simple as the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is you ask the universe, okay, what's in store for me today? What do I need to know that will help me shift my energy for the day? Because as you start your day off in a grounded way or in a way that is intentional, meaning you know what you're intending to manifest for that day, it literally will change your day. You'll feel that you're more in control of your day. You'll feel more grounded and happy. You'll feel like things are happening for you that are literally come out of the blue, but we know there is no such thing as out of the blue, that they were always there waiting for you to prepare an opening for those things to come. So it's a way of physically getting a hold of your day, of managing your day in such a way that you are declaring to the universe what kind of day that you want to set up, and so that you invite this new energy into you. And as you raise your consciousness and become aware of how your actions affect you, and then also how your actions affect others, and ultimately how your actions affect others and the universe, you start to increase your vibration. And as you increase your vibration, higher vibratory things come to you, meaning joy, love, abundance, flow, gratitude, service, being of service to others, spiritual connection, spiritual attunement, and spiritual alignment. And when those start to happen, you start to feel filled up, like your soul gets so full, and you have the most fulfilling life ever. And then it gets crazy fun because you start to go, wow, like all these things are happening. Never imagined it before, but actually you ended up creating those experiences with the universe, because the universe has always been there for you. It's always been waiting on you, but you have, for whatever reason, you know, haven't applied these skills and strategies. So I'm going to give a challenge to my wonderful listeners out there. And the challenge is to, you know, really become aware of what it is that you desire to manifest and create in your life. Like, that's the first thing. Really get clear about that, because that's your work, is getting clear about the experiences that you desire. And once you're clear about that, then all of that energy gets set in motion with the universe to bring you back everything that's aligned with that. So if it's a life of purpose and a life of passion that you desire and a life that's in the flow, so that every day when you're at night, when your head hits the pillow, you go, wow, what an amazing day. Well, all you have to do is set that in motion. And I've already shared a few ways of how to do that. So become aware of what's going on in your day, and you can change this in a nanosecond. If let's say you woke up in the morning and you set this day and you started with perhaps a morning mantra or some way to establish your day. And I'm at this moment, I feel guided to share with you my morning mantra. It's very quick. And it's easy. So every morning before waking, like I'm kind of in that sort of sleepy stage, I'm not fully awake yet, but I'm still lying in bed, I I give thanks, and I do this within my mind, and I visualize my connection with the universe. So I give thanks for a few things, and I'll share with you what they are. The first thing is I give thanks for my mind filled with wonderful possibilities, my heart filled with love and joy, my pockets filled with gold, my body filled with perfect health, and my day filled with amazing opportunities. So how long did that take? Like 30, 40 seconds maybe? And that is also, my morning mantra is actually a bonus on my money CD that's sold through iTunes. It's Money Healing Affirmations and Meditations. So it's actually one of the top-selling CDs around money and affirmations, money affirmations on iTunes. So check it out. You'll love it. And that bonus track is on there. And it allows you to instantly start your day so that, you know, your day flows better. It feels better. Things line up to support you and what it is that you're wanting to accomplish for the day. So there is, you know, there's really no magic to making your day. There's just what does take place, though, is an energy that is exercised by you, and it's something that you can develop. It's a skill set, and it's just a matter of you exercising control over your day, and how you do that is set the intention. It's that simple. You can start it with the one that I gave you, my morning mantra, or you can do whatever resonates with you, but somehow start your day with intention, and that you will be amazed how much more smoothly your day unfolds, how much more joyful it is, and how much more fun you have. So those are a couple suggestions as to how, you know, what to do when you're feeling, maybe you're feeling overwhelmed, or you're having the experience that keeps repeating itself over and over. You know, you kind of feel like it's Groundhog Day. And remember that movie in Groundhog Day where he had the same experience day after day after day, and he had a hard time getting out of that experience? Well, so many people, so many of us have that, you know, where we go throughout our day and the same situations present itself. You know, maybe you're frustrated over your employment, or you're frustrated over a relationship that you're in, or you're frustrated over how people are treating you. And, you know, it's time to change it. Like as Brenda says on BrendaBrush.com, she says, you know, respect boundaries. This is, the energies are shifting right now. It's safe. You have a safe environment to get in touch with your deep feelings. And it's, change it up. Whatever that situation looks like, the universe, the planets are in alignment supporting you for this kind of change. So start to honor yourself more, and that's another way you increase your vibration, is you honor yourself more. And when you honor yourself, what that means is that you hold yourself in high esteem. And as you know, anything that you hold in high esteem, now think about it. Think about someone that you hold in high esteem and how you think about that person and how you go about treating them. Well, make sure that you are treating yourself as just as well as you're treating that other person, that you too are holding yourself in high esteem. In fact, first, before you hold anyone else in high esteem, make sure that you are holding yourself in high esteem. Learn to love yourself. Learn to value yourself. It's so important, folks. I can't stress this enough, because that is going to set the tone for the rest of your life. It's going to set the tone for what the universe brings back to you, because that's what you feel you are worthy and deserving of. It's going to be giving, it gives you the skill set to receive all the amazing gifts that the universe has for you, the love, the abundance, the joy, the passion, the soul fulfillment. It's big. I mean, this is as big as it gets. And, you know, the airline said it best. Remember, think about it. Every time you fly in an airplane, first thing that they say as they go through the safety precautions and safety measures, they say, in the event of a sudden change in cabin pressure, oxygen masks will drop from the ceiling. If you're traveling with an infant or someone who needs assistance, put your oxygen mask on first. So follow what the airlines say. In your life every day, make sure that you're filling your cup. Make sure that your oxygen mask is on first. Make sure your needs are taken care of first before you look to help other people. It's so important. So big things happening in the universe, big changes coming up. This is an incredible time, and I am going to pull a card from my deck. It's the Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle Card Deck, which is available also as an app on iTunes. So check it out. It's awesome, and it's really quite accurate. You simply ask a question. You don't have to have any special skills or any special psychic powers. You can simply ask a question about your life, your love life, your career, your soul's purpose, whatever it is, and you then are pick a card. And on this card, oh my gosh, I drew the 8 card. Now, this is incredibly symbolic because I'm going to read this card to you. It says, drawing the 8 card represents the final point of manifestation. You can now take comfort in knowing all your hard work and determination will yield multiple blessings and good fortune. The number 8 turned on its side is the infinity symbol, which 8 is also the number, the most auspicious number for abundance. And then there's an action step. There's an action step on every single card, and I'll read this one to you on the 8 card. It says, continue blessing others by being of highest service to them and by receiving the blessings the universe has for you. Celebrate and be grateful. So there you go. Boy, if that's not a sign right there that everything that I mentioned on the show today is so important. You know, the self-worth piece, the self-love, and it's great to put your foot down with the universe and do it all along the way. You don't get it to the point where, you know, you're frazzled and frustrated and overwhelmed. Do it on a daily basis. You can make small course corrections as you go along throughout your day, and it will help you shift your energy much more quickly rather than waiting to the point where you're, you know, again, way past the tipping point there. Now, if you're enjoying my podcast, please do me a huge favor and go to iTunes. And as you know, I fund all my shows so that you don't have to listen to commercials and so that I can deliver you pure content. So I would really appreciate it if you would go to iTunes and post a review of my show. All you have to do is go to iTunes and then click on podcasts and then type in Soul, S-O-U-L, T-O, Profit Radio. That's the name of my show, Soul to Profit Radio. And then all you do is click on the review button, ratings and reviews, and I would love and appreciate you writing a 5-star review. I only need one or two more for the rating to show up on their system. And if you're there and you'd like to receive my podcasts automatically after they're uploaded, click the subscribe button. And the RSS feed will automatically download to whatever phone you have or your computer or wherever you would like it to show up for you. Will happen automatically. And please remember, I have a Facebook page for the new listeners. I want to mention that one more time. It is facebook.com/Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, Wealth and Wisdom. It's the and symbol and the number 2. So click on there. That will give you all of my updates in terms of where I'm going to be speaking, and I'd love for you to get on my email list as well so that you receive my free ebook and my free monthly giveaways. I don't spam you. I don't rent or sell my email list. I don't do anything like that. It's all pure content that is aligned with you to assist you on your path of wealth and wisdom. So remember, everyone, that tomorrow is the first day of spring. Enjoy it. Celebrate it. Have a fantastic week. and keep doing those things that fill your soul and your wallet. I hope to meet you in person. Again, I'll be in Calgary for two big events coming up in April, and I have some more events coming that I'll be mentioning on the show as well. If you'd like me to speak at any of your events, please contact me, and we'll talk about what that could look like and how I can reach your audience or your, maybe you have a company that brings in speakers on trainings and such. Love to talk with you about that. You can send me an email at jaden@jadensterling.com. Have a great week, everyone. Take care.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be confusing, like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.